Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents In the Country of Women, a memoir by Susan Strait, read by Donna Postel. Prologue. Homerica. To my daughters. They never tell us about the Odysseys of women. They never say about a woman, her passage was worthy of Homer, her voyage a mythic quest for new lands. Women don't get the heroine's journey. Men are accorded the road and the sea and the asphalt, the monsters and battles, and the murders. Men get the Iliad and the Odyssey. They get Joseph Campbell. They get The Thousand Faces of the Hero. They get the epic novel, The Great American Story, and Ken Burns' documentaries. But our women fought harder than men. They fought men. Men who claimed to love them, to protect them, to help them. Men who trapped and tried to kill them. They fought for sons and daughters. They had the battalions of their sisters and mothers and aunts. Some badass aunts. The women used their cunning and their bullets, the power of their ancestors, and of the other women in the wagon or the truck with them. They survived passages that would have made a lot of men quit. Sometimes the men did quit. Sometimes the women quit the men to stay alive. The women might have wanted to return home, but they couldn't. They were not Odysseus, with rowers and soldiers returning after conquer and plunder. These women had to travel to new worlds, pioneers and explorers. Mythic as